After more than 100 years without buffalo, one Native American tribe in Wyoming finally has its own herd again. But some members of the Northern Arapaho tribe aren't happy about the animal's return. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Maher reports.
The news that these 10 buffalo were on their way came as a last-minute surprise, but that didn't stop more than 100 tribal members from gathering to welcome them. The buffalo traveled hundreds of miles from a federally run bison range in Montana, so they're more than ready to thunder off the livestock trailer. Devin Oldman of the Northern Arapaho Historic Preservation Office says this moment is one of the proudest of his career.
When I'm 80 or 90 and only have a huge herd, I'm blessed by the Creator to live that long, and I have great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren, and I'll be able to see that reciprocity, you know, for the future.
Oldman says the Northern Arapaho have always been buffalo people, even after white colonization of the West drove the animals to the brink of extinction. Now that the tribe has a herd, Oldman says they can begin to reintroduce buffalo into their diets and their ceremonies. But getting them here was controversial, because in the buffalo's 131-year absence, the Northern Arapaho became something of a ranching tribe.
Jump on in. Just throw that over.
Ransom Logan is the manager of the Arapaho Ranch. As we drive a windy gravel road up into the mountains, where the tribe runs about 4,000 head of cattle, he tells me ranchers are worried about brucellosis, a bacterial disease that buffalo carry.
That's going to be a hard one to debate with ranchers, because they dang sure ain't going to want their livelihood infected by buffalo and having to quarantine and then essentially kill their whole cattle herd that they've worked their lifetime to get to, you know?
Brucellosis causes cattle to abort their fetuses, though buffalo conservationists point out there's never been a documented case of brucellosis spreading from buffalo to cattle. But it's not just that. Logan says that not everyone in the tribe feels a connection to buffalo. When we step out of his truck to watch a group of grazing heifers, he tells me that being a cowboy is what makes him feel connected to his roots.
And I could see why they'd want to bring it back as far as the culture and understand where our tribe came from and how we lived, but it dang sure ought to be thought through pretty well, you know.
Another Arapaho rancher, Clorinda Calling Thunder, says that concern about brucellosis is the reason it's taken decades of back and forth to bring buffalo to Northern Arapaho land. 10 years ago, the issue came to a tribal vote.
And one of our tribal members got up and said, "Oh no, we can't mix our cattle with the bison." And so the people just believed it, and so it was voted down.
Unlike most ranchers, Calling Thunder doesn't believe that buffalo pose any threat to her livelihood. Another thing that sets Calling Thunder apart, she's a third-generation cattle rancher who doesn't really care for beef. She hunts deer, elk, and yes, buffalo for sustenance. Some people have a hard time understanding that, but she sees no reason not to honor both Arapaho traditions, ranching cattle and hunting buffalo.
So I don't see where there should be a problem. I hope one of these days we have hundreds.
These 10 yearling buffalo are a start. Back at the brand new Northern Arapaho buffalo enclosure, as the crowd begins to thin out, the animals roam closer to the wire fence where Devin Oldman and his family are watching them. Oldman kneels to the ground and holds his two daughters close while he sings to the buffalo, welcoming them home. For Here and Now, I'm Savannah Maher.